I spent a majority of the day at the Apple store. Just fucking because. I had nothing to buy. I didn't have... I finally broke down and bought like the video iPod thing. Yeah, so fucking part of the crew. Yeah. Are you iPod people? Yeah, of course you are. What the fuck am I... It's San Francisco. What the fuck? This city's built on one giant iPod. I bought my thing. I just love... And I resisted for a while, too. I mean, I like my iPod and everything, but the only reason I bought it is because I just spent 1 hour too much in that Apple store. That is the sweetest goddamn store. Yeah, the one right downtown, have you been in... Oh, my God, the fucking Apple store. Oh, shit, I love that store. Holy shit, that is one sexy-ass store. That'll make you want to pee on somebody. I'm telling you, being in there long enough... It's just, you know what I mean? Because guys like electronic stores anyway, but the Apple store is just fucking... But yeah, you know, the walls are all white and pristine, and the computers are all silver and shiny, the lighting's perfect, and the Apple people just kind of descend out of the sky like, hi, welcome to Apple, buy a computer, whatever you want. Holy shit. I've never walked into a store before and had the urge to just whip it out and go to town, but I'm telling you, the Apple store. Oh, I've said too much. I think some of you were actually scared when I did that. I bought it, but I resisted buying it for a while, too, just because I was afraid of the technology passing me up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they keep making them do new shit. Like, when does the Apple, the iPhone come out now? June? See, fucking, I just got this shit. What the fuck? Now I gotta catch, oh, fuck them. That's the thing. It's like, no matter what happens, like, you know, I buy the thing, and as I'm walking out of the store, here comes a guy wheeling in the new shit. Should have waited, asshole. You know? I don't want to be that dude. Because I don't know anything about technology or what, you know, I don't know what's coming next or what does, I don't know any of that, you know, 30 gigs from 60 gigs. I don't know. You know what I know about technology? I know that you got to get the DeLorean up to 88 miles an hour to get Back to the Future. And that, you know, and they need the flux capacitor or the shit don't work, you know, to get that, or you're just a... Guys, being through residential, so. But you know what I mean? Like, for instance, I just got DSL in my apartment, like a year ago. Why are you laughing? Fuck that. That's shitty. I didn't just get it, but you know, like I got it like a year ago, and as soon as I got it, I started seeing billboards around town that were doing that thing where they, you know, say goodbye to DSL. Well, what the fuck? No, DSL just got here. We haven't had dinner yet. What's wrong with you? You know. And the ads kind of mock you, too. You know, if you're still using DSL, you're just a bitch. Ah! You know? The picture of some guy at his computer, a little gnome biting him on the nuts. No! Why DSL? I don't want to be that dude. As much as I love my iPod, though, I have this weird love-hate relationship with it just because they're taking over. You know what I mean? Like, they really are, like, we live in an iPodic society. That's what's happening. Yeah, everywhere you go, you see those fucking white headphones. And it's what's happened is we become a slave to the instant shit. That's what scares me. We have no memory. We have no recall. Nothing, because everything is now. If, for example, my best friend, I don't know his phone number. Have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. I can call him. Why? Because it's programmed into my phone. But if you ask me what his phone number was, I couldn't tell you. 4. That's the best I can do. He's the 4. If I press that on my phone, I call my buddy. But if I call him from your phone, then I'd probably call your mom or I don't know who. Fucking... You know what I mean? It's just, it's the instant shit. It's all about the fucking everything now. Digital music, gotta have it now. Even a CD. Okay, I don't like this track, just skip to the next one. The way you watch movies now, rent flicks, you know, DVDs, guys, DVDs. Fuck you. You guys, you remember Be Kind, Rewind? And see, look around. To have you, that means fucking nothing at all. You're like, what? But we used to live in a Be Kind, Rewind society. Right? Now you don't have to rewind. Good shit, you don't have to be kind, really. Just watch your DVD, scratch it up, throw it in the mail, and fuck you, Netflix. We're done. That's how we roll.